Dr. Christakis, can you talk about the content of videos and television? Do different types of video content produce different health effects in children? For example, I remember watching Mr. Rogers, which is very different from some modern cartoons.
First of all, I just want to reiterate that we're talking about children 0 to 2 now and not older children, for which there are many, many good shows. As Dr. Brown said, there really is no evidence at all for children under the age of 2 of any educational benefit, even of shows that have been shown to be good for older children, like Mr. Rogers or like Sesame Street. But the reality is that the shows that are marketed to infants specifically have very, very rapid pacing. They're surreally sequenced. In fact, they're much more rapidly, much more frenetically edited than shows that are designed for older children and even for adults. And the reason for that is because young children, 6-9-month-old children, can't actually follow a narrative on the screen. What keeps them engaged is what we call the formal features of the medium, which is just those editing elements. And it's that editing that creates a pacing that is surreal. Mr. Rogers is a terrific show, and in fact, takes place very much like reality TV. There are really only two sets to it. There's his house, primarily his living room, and then the land of make-believe. And then occasionally he goes on a field trip. But all of that happens in real time if you watch the show. In fact, to be honest, it happens in surreally slow time. It's not overly stimulating by any stretch. To be totally candid, if my hypothesis is ultimately proven, or the work that we've done so far is further substantiated, it would suggest that a show like Mr. Rogers doesn't increase the risk of attentional problems later on, but that infants won't actually watch Mr. Rogers with much interest at all because it's nothing different than what might be happening around them.